Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm so happy that you tuned in today, and we have a guest in the studio here with us, Kathy Sahagan. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Candy.
You know, we go back a long way. Kathy and I used to work at the Café de Grand Hollywood, and today we are promoting bands on the Café de Grand Hollywood label. And the first one we're going to play is the Hymen Blasters with a song called Show Me How. Keeping up with the times, I like to keep the same type of music flowing through Mystic and Café de Grand Hollywood Records like we experienced back in the days when we both worked at the Café de Grand in Hollywood, you know. And I really feel that the Hymen Blasters keep that tradition going, you know, because on the Red Hot Chili Peppers used to play there all the time, and these guys have a similar type genre of music, you know. It's just, it's punk, but it's not, you know.
It's it has a good bass and sax. That's really the most interesting part of it. It was like listening to Spanish because it was the first listening to me, so I understood like every other line that he said.
Well,
you know?
he sings really fast too.
So I can understand what he was singing about, but didn't really understand all his enough words to make it as meaningful as it could be. I would have to listen to it like 3-4 times.
Well, you know, I've been hearing.
You know,
I've been
that way, though.
Yeah, I've been listening to some post-punk lately, or post-hardcore. And post-hardcore goes back and forth in between the fast, and then they go into like a slower, whiny type version of in the song. They switch back and forth, you know, from the slow whiny with the clear vocals to the fast. And I'm finding that there's a lot of new bands coming out that are actually calling themselves post-hardcore, punk post-hardcore. And it's a whole, it opens up a whole new arena of musicians. And I heard some really good bands yesterday that are claiming this post-punk hardcore genre. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you get a bunch of
I was with my at my daughter's house with my grandsons, who are teenagers now, and you know they're keeping up with the newest things like we did back in the 80s. You know, there are constantly new innovations happening in the music industry, and the best way to keep up with it is to check with the youngins, you know, and see what they're doing. And, you know, I mean, I bought my grandson one of these things they call a speaker, and it's like a boom box. It fits in your hand, and it can blast the whole neighborhood as they're walking by. It's like, wow. You know, guys had to put speakers in the trunks of their cars to get music to go that loud. And now kids got it at the push of a button, you know, $100, and you got yourself a portable boom box that can literally make a party wherever you go. And
oh, nice.
And they can download their music straight to it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And they call these things speakers. You know, when
yeah.
I think of speakers, I think of a wooden cabinet with the little victory thing that spins
right.
around inside.
or something like, my last speakers, which weren't that long ago when I lived in Austin, were huge. They were clipped speakers, and they were, I don't know, about 3.5-4 feet tall. You know, or well, more like three and a half, and maybe you know 2 feet wide or square. You know,
sure,
they were huge,
right? And they're always made of wood. You know, you don't think of something that you can hold in your hand that could create that much music. It's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a little behind in the times as far as that goes.
Yeah, well, you know, I like the idea of the convenience that you can hold this in one hand, and some of them look like a little cylinder, kind of like, you know, when you see people running a race and they pass the cylinder. I mean, they're that small, and you know, $100, $200 and up, you know, are the prices for them. But I mean, it's just really amazing.
That would be nice. I'd like one. So you download your music that you pay for, or something that's on your phone.
Yeah, you buy things on iTunes.
iTunes, like you would
wherever.
With an iPod.
Basically,
like,
but
you know,
the sound is amazing. I mean, I couldn't believe how clear and crisp the sound was, and loud. I mean, and the fact that it, you know, you can hold it in one hand. There's no wires. There's no cords. It's like just grab and go.
Are they making amplifiers that way these days, or?
I have no clue, but
you know, like guitar amps or PA systems, if they could be that small. I mean, because I remember speakers just towering huge over my head.
I know.
Working in clubs.
I know.
Standing next
and being
to
deaf
speakers.
For a week later.
Oh, yeah. I do have a little bit of hearing damage from that. Being tested.
Oh, yeah. We all do.
Not a whole lot, but some. Yeah.
It goes away after a while.
Yeah, most of the worst effects did, fortunately.
Right. Okay, so I'm in the mood for some old school punk, like we used to listen to at work every day. I think this is a cute song. It's called Your Toy by the band Juvenile Behavior.
Your Toy, take one.
Oh, I forgot to cut that out. Was a really fun band, and they never really got a lot of recognition.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Yeah, I like them. Kind of reminds me of the Social D type style, you know, Social Distortion style. In the old school punk. Oh yeah, here's another one I like real well too. Do you remember Doggy Style?
Sure.
Donut Shop Rock. I love this song. It's so cute. It makes me want to go grab a donut and coffee. Oh, yeah, it's 2 minutes long. I got time. All right, here we go. Bye-bye.
Donut Shop Rock! Donut Shop!
do the darn hop.
Well, you know, Kathy DeGrant Hollywood Records is continuing on with the same type of old school punk that started back in the 80s, as well as with the
I
new
really like
punk.
That song, by the way.
Isn't that cute?
That was fun.
I
didn't understand most of the lyrics again, you know, because
I
haven't listened to it a bunch of times, but but it was fun to listen to, and it wasn't like some punk rock. Honestly, could be oppressive if they can't play their instruments. You know, they'll have no melodic.
Well, they have a new genre for that now too. They call it screamo.
Yeah, I don't like screamo. Yeah. Spare me the screamo.
Well, you know, for those who have something to say, and they kind of want to camouflage it, you know, they scream it. But, you know, in continuing with the old, the new bands that are being featured on the Cathay de Grand Hollywood, like Vomit here, you know, they're keeping along with the same style of punk rock. And this one is called Fight for Your Life. Following the tradition of the older bands, you know?
Well, that's cool.
In style, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we started off with the Hyman Blasters, and, you know, they're a newer band, you know, following in the tradition of the old-style punk rock, you know? And same with Vomit.
Yeah,
here.
Everything you've played so far has been pretty good, you know?
And these are all out on Cathay de Grand Hollywood, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I have, let's see. Well, you remember Suicidal Tendencies. I mean, we all used to duck and dodge when they played at the club, and it was craziness. But, you know, they were very popular, and I have a new band out of Texas called Confused.
Pretty small downstairs, really.
Hmm.
I said, and it was pretty small downstairs, really. It
yeah.
really wasn't that big. Yeah.
Exactly. And this band out of Texas, Confused, reminds me a lot of Suicidal Tendencies, and they do play shows with Lewicidal. And I really like this next song. It's called Plastic Smiles. And this is a brand new release as well. Ending there.
That was fun, especially with headphones.
Well, you know, this band, Confused from Texas, they have two music videos up right now. I Want a Beer, it's really cute, and a little cartoon. It's like a cartoon of the band itself singing. And
I like animation.
Yeah, the guy who does those, Daniel Peck, is very creative and a great artist, and we have future projects anticipated with him, and really look forward to having the lyrics for the songs put out there with the videos, you know. It's nice to be able to see the lyrics, to be able to catch on to a lot of what they're saying.
Oh, they have, like, subtitles?
Yeah. Well, and the lyrics flow along with
them. I think all punk rock should come with subtitles. It's so fast.
Well, you know, there's a lot of just plain, easygoing rock and roll that, you know, for years, I thought they said one thing and they were actually saying something else. When I looked up the lyrics, it's like, oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
Sure. Oh, definitely.
You know? Okay, so now I've got A-Frame up here on the board, and I know this is one of your favorite bands, and Surf Punk. Here we go, Jackknife. Okay, there it goes.
We'll be right back.
Well, you know, I would like to give a...
Yeah.
I know, I love that beach surf punk music. It's pretty cool. But we're winding down to the... We're winding down to the last 60 seconds of the show here, and I wanted to give a shout-out to X, Xene, John Doe, Billy Zoom, DJ Bonebreak. They're playing their 40th anniversary tour, and you can find them playing all over California, and, you know, their early albums go back to 1980, produced by Ray Manzarek of The Doors, and Under the Big Black Sun in 1982. I mean, and then, you know, holding together all these years. And I know, Kathy, we've both known them and enjoyed working with them in the past and stayed friends. You've stayed closer friends with them, and just went and saw Dave Alvin in concert in Colorado. And, you know, we're all like a big, happy family, you know? We're friends for life. Right?
Yeah. I would love to see X play again. I've seen them play several.
We're down to 5 seconds.
Well, John Doe and Xene anyway. Several.
We got to say party or go home. We're on the end of the show. Bye.
Sorry, bye.